Hey, Libby, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
We're going to play a game today.
Woohoo!
It's a game show.
So I can win?
Debatable. But the great thing is that since I'm in charge of the rules, you can't cheat. No, in all seriousness, we're going to play a game called Buy or Sell. So buy means that you think this thing is really cool and you buy it, and sell means like, nah, I don't think it's that great. And we're going to do this about education and artificial intelligence in the next year. They're not here yet, but they could be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sounds cool.
Let's do one practice round with existing things. Calculators. Okay. Buy or sell?
Buy the calculators. They are a useful tool, but one that helps to further learning rather than replace it. So you need to know something in order to use it well, and it augments what people can do without undermining the value of learning core concepts.
All right. I mean, I guess that's plausible. Okay, your turn. Just a practice round.
So, school uniforms.
Ooh, this is a tough one. I would go a sell on that one. I understand the argument in certain places, clothing can be a signal for socioeconomic status and that can make people feel excluded. I just find in my experience, you'll always find a way around it unless you're like pretty militant. There's always subtle social cues for people to try to show off to their peers. It's just so hardwired in them. And I spent so much time getting in the most obtuse standoffs about how long someone's shorts were or if the shirt was the right color. And it just creates such like this hostile enforcement environment. I never want to enforce uniform rules ever again. Ever. All right. Are you ready for your first real test? Warm up round's over.
Go for it.
Dynamically generated video content for education.
Sell.
Okay. Tell me more.
Hang on a minute. Sell means I think it's overrated, right?
You don't think it's going to be that useful. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that looks cool and exciting, but has potentially questionable educational value unless used really well and thoughtfully. What's the actual learning process or like learning science principle or like content that can be so much better conveyed or boost student learning through a video versus other alternatives?
So the devil's advocate position here is that attention is actually a key component of learning at the neuroscience level. Like things that you think are interesting or important in your attentional environment also are easy to remember and master. And so the idea of that kind of visual movement and content is highly stimulating for individuals. And so video content would spike attention in a way that could make the core content stick or be easier to remember. Now, obviously, if you're trying to memorize the Pythagorean theorem, I'm not just saying the animated triangle would help with that. But imagine, let's say, the War of the Roses. I don't even know what the War of the Roses is, but being able to generate 30-second clip, some major showdown between the two parties. I mean, I think it's kind of plausible that might help stick with students more. Do you want to change buy, sell after it? I'm the used car salesman.
Can we have buy, sell, or it depends? Because I feel like
no,
it depends.
That's a cop out. No, that's a cop out.
It's true. Okay.
Did I convince you to buy?
My interpretation is that what's on the table is, hey, this thing is going to be the dominant mode of teaching in schools. Kind of narrow uses within a teaching and learning process. Sure. So yeah, it depends.
Okay. That's I've moved answer. You from a hard sell to a soft sell. Okay. Mission accomplished. Okay. Your turn, Libby.
Hyper-personalized tutors.
You know the answer. It's a hard sell for me.
Tell me more.
There's a lot of evidence against being surprised. Information that counteracts assumptions, again, is really attentionally valuable and individuals pay more attention to it, most basically learning from mistakes. And so I think that the issue with hyper-personalized tutors is if you develop this interaction that becomes like sycophantic, it knows exactly what it feeds it to me, you'll be exposed to a lot less information and it will conform to your preconceptions. You'll also retain a lot less of it. In short, I think you don't want something that's hyper-personalized and only talks to me about the things I'm interested in all the time.
Okay.
But you're supposed to try to play the devil's advocate. You're not playing the game, Libby.
Devil's advocate. So you were just talking about how important engagement is to support the learning process. So my devil's advocate would say that hyper-personalization is likely to be super appealing and engaging and bring people into a learning experience they might not have chose to have otherwise.
No, I'm still on a hard sell. Sorry, Libby.
You have to come into this with an open mind.
I am. I felt like your heart wasn't in it. Okay. Video recordings of classrooms or audio recordings of classrooms, live data on classrooms that is then processed and analyzed in some way.
Bye.
You want to buy a surveillance society, Libby? Is that what you're saying?
That is definitely not what I'm saying. Obviously, okay. Privacy and consent would be really important in this situation. But I do think, assuming that everyone has opted in to their data being collected and used in this way, it could be really insightful. If I think about myself as a teacher, I would have really benefited from having some high quality automated feedback of what I was doing in the classroom, what was happening, and helping me to understand what was going on in parts of the class or within groups that I might not have been able to support during a lesson. So if I put my what I have found helpful as a teacher hat on, then that's a buy for me.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to disagree with you, but I'm also a buy on this. I can't be bothered to make up some other reasons. But also, this was a planted question, because what are we talking about in our next full episode?
We are talking about voice AI, and we're speaking to both a really amazing academic and also a practitioner, both of whom are thinking about this and are testing out ways to do this in ethical ways in classrooms, in a way that really aligns with teachers' needs, help them get better feedback and improve their practice and support students to work well in groups. So yeah, we're really excited about it and hope you guys will be too.
Libby, next time I need you to come out punching a little bit more. But considering I just totally made it up this game and the rules, you did a great job.
Thanks. So I won, right? I won the game.
See, there's the competitive spirit emerging at the end. All right, guys. Talk to you all soon.
Bye.